Daniel the same in adversity or prosperity. A man whose heart is stayed on God will be the same in the hour of his greatest trial as he is in prosperity. Faith grasps eternal realities. Christ identifies with his faithful people. He suffers in the person of his chosen ones. It is possible for the servant of God to maintain his integrity under all circumstances and to triumph through divine grace. The experience of Daniel reveals that a businessman is not necessarily a designing, policy man. He may be instructed by God at every step. A man of like passions as ourselves, Daniel is described by the pen of inspiration as without fault. His business transactions, when subjected to the closest scrutiny of his enemies, were found without flaw. He was an example of what every businessman may become when his heart is converted. Daniel, by his noble dignity and unswerving integrity, while young, won the favor and tender love of the heathen officer in whose charge he had been placed. He rose speedily to the position of prime minister of Babylon. Such were his wisdom and his courtesy, his fidelity to principle, that even his enemies were forced to confess that they could find none occasion nor fault, forasmuch as he was faithful. Daniel was honored by God as his ambassador and was given many revelations of the mysteries of ages to come. His prophecies in chapters 7 to 12 were not fully understood even by the prophet himself, but he was given assurance that in the closing period of this world's history he would again be permitted to stand in his lot and place. Shut up the words, and seal the book, he was directed concerning his prophetic writings, even to the time of the end. The prophecies of Daniel demand our special attention, as they relate to the time in which we are living. With them should be linked the last book of the New Testament. The promise is plain that special blessing will accompany the study of these prophecies. The wise shall understand. And of the revelation that Christ gave to John the promise is, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein." From the books of Daniel and Revelation we need to learn how worthless is worldly glory. Babylon, with all its power and magnificence, how completely has it passed away. So perished Medo-Persia, Gracia, and Rome. And so perishes all that has not God for its foundation. A careful study of God's purpose in the history of nations and in the revelation of things to come will help us to learn what is the true aim of life. Viewing time in the light of eternity, we may, like Daniel, live for that which is true and enduring. Learning the principles of the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, we may at his coming enter into its possession.